all those who attend to all those who intend to attend the ABCs of Islam class, please proceed to the Musalla. The course is about to begin. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم نحمده واستعينه واستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا أما بعد. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because indeed only praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I seek His help, I seek His assistance and His forgiveness for me and for you and for all the Muslims. I bear witness openly without any doubt that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave, his messenger, and the seal of all the prophets. After what proceeds, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, I want to begin this gathering with the gathering of Allah's barakah, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon everyone present and everyone who is on the net. Inshallah ta'ala, I want to start this gathering by welcoming everyone here to this blessed gathering. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today, inshallah ta'ala, I want to say that this is the beginning of a new cycle. This is lesson one, okay? Today, we'll be beginning officially the ABCs of Islam course again. But before I begin, I want to go over a little history of the course, of what we did last time. Briefly, I want to say that one day the Imam, he gave a khutbah, okay, and he mentioned inside the khutbah that he was just one man, and that he could not pull all the weight, in quote, right, by himself. So I thought again, and I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then something dawned upon me. I said to myself, you're sitting here on all this treasure, and you're holding it. Well, after some time, the imam gave a khutbah after Fajr, or a ta'aleem, or a halakah after Fajr, and he mentioned some of the warnings about the one who has knowledge and he does not use it or dispose it or dispense of it, right? So I said to myself, enough. I'm going to go to the imam and I'm going to say to the imam, oh, yeah, Sheikh, how can I be used, right? And we discussed some things there, and we made mashura with each other, and we came up that we would start a class such as this one here today, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Some things that which, inshallah, you will learn in this class is knowledge and its importance, worship and its meaning. Who is Allah? And briefly, we will touch on some of His attributes, inshallah. We'll learn or go over the hadith of Jibreel, alayhi salam. Inshallah, we'll go over belief in Allah, the correct belief in His angels, the correct belief in His books, the correct belief in His prophets, and the Day of Judgment. And some information, some beneficial information pertaining to the divine decree. The divine decree. Last course, we went over the pronunciation of the Fatiha. The basic rulings concerning the wudu and the basic rulings concerning the salah. The fruits of this class, inshallah ta'ala, is that you will produce, or the believer will produce, inside himself or herself, a strong motive to learn what Allah wants from His servants, inshallah ta'ala. So this is a course that, inshallah, will set a foundation for all those who attend to it, inshallah ta'ala. It will set a foundation for you to go out and get more. It's a stepping stone for you to go out and learn. It is part of Allah's tarbiyah upon, inshallah ta'ala, upon us all. And we want to emphasize, JazakAllah khairan, Allah barak fik. We want to emphasize that this is a foundational course. This is a class that will, inshallah ta'ala, be a stepping stone. This won't give you all, okay? This won't give you all of what is haram, and all of what is halal. Actually, in actuality, as a footnote, all is halal except that which is haram. So, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, in the footnote. But this class, inshallah, will give you a motive to go out and learn, study, right? To get the desire to learn what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects from insan. Hopefully from this we will attend my intensive course on Mondays. Currently, I think this is a good spot to advertise. Currently, I have a course on Mondays also about the intensive studies of Islam, and I enjoy everyone here today to attend, inshallah. It is very beneficial. Currently, we're on the lifestyles of the 10 who are promised paradise by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, so let us begin. Without further ado, inshallah ta'ala, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, knowledge. We will begin this class on some brief information pertaining to knowledge, ilm. Okay, ilm. I'm not the one who, inshallah ta'ala, could give full justice to this subject, but I would try to give a brief summary on knowledge in Islam. Knowledge or ilm. I got this definition from Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, concerning the definition of knowledge. Quote, knowledge is that which information which brings you closer to Allah. The information that will make you aware of Allah's commands, fearful of His punishment, and hopeful in His mercy. End quote. The Sheikh. And when I'm talking about the Sheikh, if I just say Sheikh, that means Imam Adli, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Or unless I specify otherwise. He said, knowledge is qala Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How the Sahaba understood. This is the definition of knowledge before the Sheikh Adli. Right? A lot of times we listen to his lectures and he would say, knowledge is قال الله قال رسول الله. This means Allah said, His Messenger said, the Sahaba understood. Right? So this is a nice definition, quick, short, and straight to the point of what is knowledge. Knowledge is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in His Kitab, and what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and how the Sahaba understood. Okay? This is Islam. A submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A submission to the will of Allah azza wa jal. We worship Allah according to evidence. This is something that that the other religions, or the previously people who were given scripture by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, went astray upon. They did not protect the evidence. They did not give their followers, went away from practicing and protecting the information that Allah said and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a lot of information in the Quran pertaining to the virtues of seeking knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Prophet appointed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the Quran. What did Allah say? He swore by what? The Quran. He said, "The Quran al-Hakim." The Quran, the wise. This is a wise book, right? And Allah has given us wisdom. The Quran is a perfect message, a perfect source of guidance to mankind. Inside of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering all of the mankind and jinn to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to follow the way of the believers. Our predecessors, or the Salaf meaning our predecessors are all in agreement that knowledge is the imam of actions. Knowledge is the imam of actions. So every group has a leader or a shepherd, okay? And think of all the actions of Al-Islam and all those things that you do on a daily basis, and think of them as flocks of sheep or goats, right? All of us from Texas, you know about sheep and goats. And the shepherd of the flock, or the leader, the shepherd or the leader of the flock, is knowledge. So you have all these sheep or all these goats or all this group or whatever, and there has to be a shepherd amongst this flock or this group or leader. Knowledge is the shepherd of all your actions. Okay, let me ask everyone present today, what if the shepherd of the flock got sick? And if you got kids, cover their ears. What if the shepherd got drunk? Excuse my parables. Would not the flock of sheep starve or get sick? Especially in the desert. They have their pastures are not where they sleep or where they lay their head. Their pastures may be 3 miles down, right? Because they have to take the sheep or the goat to where the grass grows or where they eat from. So that shepherd takes it from its destination all the way so the flock can eat. It guides them, bidnillah, to that pasture so they can eat. What if the shepherd wasn't there to guide them? They starve. They get sick. You lose some. Right? Catastrophe after catastrophe. Well, the healthy shepherd is like the one whom Allah has guided. And the sick shepherd is like the one who sins and delays his repentance. Or like the student who becomes content with his knowledge. What if? So the imam of your actions is El, knowledge. Qala Allah, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you do not have knowledge from Allah and His Messenger, and you do an action, then this is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all those things that will bring you closer to Allah, There's nothing that brings you closer to Allah except that I have ordered you to do it. There is nothing that will take you away from Allah except that I have forbid you from it. You see how important knowing the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What if someone didn't know the statement? What if someone was heedless of the statement? Well, you'd be doing a lot of actions that were not pleasing to Allah. This shows you how beneficial knowledge is in the life of the Muslim. Intentions is a big part of seeking knowledge of all your ibadah to Allah. Ibadah means worship. And intentions is half of your worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sincerity. Okay? The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every action is but by their intentions. And as a footnote to this, I'm not going to go too far on intentions, but I will specify that if your intention is your intention has to be 100%. Oh, Mustafa, you must be. What do you mean, 100%? All of this, I can never have perfection. What? Your action has to be 100% for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It cannot be 99% and 1% for my wife. It cannot be 99.6 for Allah and 0.4 for my friend. No, this is not acceptable to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because in the hadith which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us what Allah said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in Sahih al-Muslim, he said that Allah said, I am free and I don't need any partner. If anybody does for me and for anybody else, I do not need his deed. I do not need his deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken a covenant, a promise from everyone who is listening today and everyone who is not listening today. The covenant is that we worship Allah alone sincerely. The peoples of the past did not fulfill this covenant. Everyone here today has a promise, a covenant, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have to hold fast to. And that is that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely. How does this play in the intentions? The intentions is what makes your deed eligible for acceptance. For example, if you slaughter an animal, and you slaughter this animal, and you say, in the name of Allah, for example, if you say, I slaughtered this animal in the name of Ali, right? Oh, Allah accepted. What is this? Right? You're slaughtering in the name of Ali, or Abdul Razak, okay? Oh, I slaughtered this in the name of Sheikh Abdul Razak. Oh, Allah accepted. What is this? So you're doing an act of worship in the name of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which in Islam to slaughter only for Allah is a must. Therefore, your intention is incorrect. Therefore, the deed is incorrect. So 50% of the action is intention. You get your intentions by knowledge. And the other 50% of the action is in accordance to the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you have a deed. All those who deal with math on a daily basis, or all those engineers, etc., you have 100%. 50% is intention. The other 50%, other half of the 50%, is that it must be in accordance with the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, we see the importance of knowledge. The hadith of Jabir of Abu Huraira, just to give some virtues of knowledge, to give you some fada'il, or to give you some virtues of knowledge. There's only two virtues I will give you today, okay? So do your homework and go look at more virtues of knowledge, of having knowledge, of seeking knowledge. The first virtue is that you inherit from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You inherit from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all those who speak Urdu, you inherit from Nabi Kareem, alayhi salatu wasalam. Right? The Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, this hadith was narrated by his beloved friend, As-Sadiq, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Bakr. He said, I heard the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, say that no prophet dies and leaves wealth, but they leave ilm. What the prophets leave as inheritance is ilm, knowledge. They don't leave mountains or staves or clothes or all this. No. They leave ilm. You want to inherit from the Prophet ﷺ? Seek knowledge. قَالُ اللَّهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. You learn what Allah said. You learn what His Prophet ﷺ said, so that you can be guided. Alright. Another virtue. Allah will make the Jannah easy for him. The one who seeks knowledge, Allah will make Jannah easy for him. Who amongst us would not like Allah to make the Jannah easy for us? And the one whom Allah makes the Jannah easy for, surely he will enter. Surely he will enter. Surely he will enter. Allah barak fik, inshallah we will end this this class, inshallah ta'ala. And I hope everyone benefited today. I hope, inshallah ta'ala, people, this will stir a strong motive in everyone to attend next Wednesday, so that we can be surrounded by the malaika and Allah's mercy and Allah's guidance and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Barakallahu fikum, jazakumullahu khayran. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdika. Are there any questions? In the Musalla or on the net, I will entertain the questions. Okay. Any questions on the net? If there's no questions on the net, inshallah ta'ala, we will end this dars. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give benefit to us all. Wa barakallahu fiik. Oh, yeah.